This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Women on ORFM Dunedin.
We were on sickle cell disease, and you were saying what you find important about the research, right?
I find it important that I'm a good doctor to my patients, mainly also by giving them the feeling that I really see them as a person, and I'm not really only treating their disease, but really helping them as a person is helping another person.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's really beautiful. And what do you think has influenced, I guess, how you see the work that you do?
I think I have been influenced by mainly a lot of different people. First of all, the doctors that have trained me during my education, but also definitely like all the conversations that I had with patients in the past. I really liked reflecting together with them, especially when I've been working with them for a long time. So you learn from every conversation you have. And I think also my parents.
Maybe we could talk a bit about what sickle cell disease is for people that don't know.
Yeah, so sickle cell disease is a disease of the red blood cells. And the red blood cells in our body, they're really important for carrying the oxygen that we breathe in to carry it throughout our body. And there's one specific substance in the red blood cell that's responsible for this oxygen transport. And this substance is called hemoglobin. And hemoglobin, that's the protein that is not healthy in patients with sickle cell disease. So they have a different variant of hemoglobin compared to healthy people. And this variant of hemoglobin, it makes the red blood cells have a different shape than a normal red blood cell. So normally red blood cells are round, but now in sickle cell, they get the shape of a half moon or a sickle. So that's where the name of the disease is coming from. And these sickle red blood cells, they live shorter than healthy red blood cells. And also they are more sticky and pointy, and they can stick together, blocking the small vessels in our body. And this is very painful. So actually pain is one of the main symptoms that these patients have.
So the sickle cell is kind of like an imposter hemoglobin cell in a way. Like it's kind of, it does some of what the hemoglobin would do, but it actually makes life harder and all the processes in the body a lot harder for the person with it.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And we're both here in Ghana, and for people listening, we're sitting at a hostel called Tumi in the city of Kumasi, which is where Lydian is doing her research for her PhD. Can you share a bit about why you're in Ghana doing this research and what that's involving?
One of the main reasons for me to come to Ghana to investigate sickle cell disease is that the disease is actually not common at all in the Netherlands. And the reason for this is that the trait for sickle cell disease, the genetic mutation, it can protect people from, or it gives at least some protection against malaria. And due to evolution, this has made the disease very common in regions where malaria is common as well. But in the Netherlands, we do not have malaria. So that's also why the disease is commonly not there, but due to migration, we do have also people living in the Netherlands who have maybe roots around areas where malaria is common. So these are also the patients that I'm seeing in the Netherlands. But it's much more common here in Ghana, so I think that makes it also a good place to be, to learn more about the treatment here for sickle cell disease, but also to do research.
And what initially drew you into this area in the Netherlands?
I think already, like, when I was a young kid, I have always been very interested to learn more about other cultures, other countries, and after studying medicine, I also became specifically very interested in the differences in care in different countries. So that's something that I really wanted to learn more about. And apart from that, I'm also really interested in the diseases of the blood. So it's called hematology. And for me, in sickle cell disease, these two interests really came together. Because I'm also in the Netherlands seeing very diverse patient population. And I'm like every day I learn a lot about how people with different backgrounds look at diseases, treatment, healthcare. And in the meantime, I'm also still working a lot on in the field of hematology. So, for me, this combination was really a perfect match with me.
Yeah. Wow. And it's really cool just seeing how you found your passion. Seems so purpose-driven in a specific area, because I think a lot of people, and not just women, like, we want to find, like, our niche or want to find our area. Would you say that you found yours? Like, does this feel...
Yes, yeah. I would definitely say that, I've been studying sickle cell disease for 4 years now, and I'm still super interested in this field, and I hope I will continue doing research in this field as well in the future.
Do you have any advice for women listening to this episode on anything you've learned just kind of in life or in relation to your passion? Like,
I'm not sure if it's a lesson for women, specifically women, but I think one of the lessons I learned is to stay curious and ask a lot of questions and not try to fill the gaps that are like to be filled. So for example, in a hospital, when you see a patient and you can have some ideas about how a patient will think about something or why a patient is doing something, but I think you often make mistakes when filling the things you don't know yourself. So I think staying curious and asking the questions that you have instead of filling them for another person. And also a friend of mine here in Ghana said to me, we were having a conversation, and he told me about this quote, like, everyone deserves fresh eyes. And I thought that was really beautiful, and it's maybe a bit like related to what I mean, like, don't have your opinion ready based on your previous experience, but keep your fresh eyes open. And yeah,
that's a powerful quote. Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. So good. And on that note, I'm unable to see how much time we have left. Are there any things you wish people knew about sickle cell disease, for people living with it, or, like, I guess the people that are listening to this likely don't have sickle cell disease, so we'll probably appreciate, yeah, just learning some of what you know.
Well, I think it's really important that more people will learn about sickle cell disease, also to better understand the patients that have the disease. So I've had a lot of conversation, for example, with patients, and well, they have pain episodes quite frequently, and sometimes it also affects their work or their school. And often people are like, saying things about them that they might not they might skip work, skip school, but this is really due to the disease, and often it can be so frustrating that they their like work life and education is so much influenced by their disease. But I think when more people know about the disease, patients can talk more openly about it. And for example, when they cannot go to work because they have pain, their employer will maybe understand and understand why they need to stay at home. So I think knowledge is really important in this case. And the same for, like, friendships. If you understand the disease, I think it's also easier to be a good friend or a good colleague or a good employer for these patients. Yeah.
Sure. I can imagine it would be isolating. Having a disease people don't understand much about. So I think what you shared is really important. For the friends, family, anyone connected. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
You're welcome.
I don't think I have anything else to add, but do you have anything left that you would like us to talk about?
Well, maybe one more thing. So I think it's good to know that the funding of research is often not distributed in an equal way for diseases that are mainly common, for example, in West African countries, and diseases that are maybe more common in, for example, Europe. Mm-hmm. Sickle cell disease is, I think, a good example of such a disease. And I think not enough money has been spent on research about sickle cell disease compared to some other diseases that maybe even less common. I think we should also be aware of this and change this as a society.
That's really important, and especially like for people listening who will be mainly in like the Dunedin community, which is where our medical school is in New Zealand, one of them. I think for students listening, being aware that there's this inequality that exists in funding and research globally is really important.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for adding that. That's a really important one. Yeah. Well, thanks again for your time out of your working day. Yeah.
You're welcome, and thank you for your time as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Woman on ORFM Dunedin, 10 a.m. Sundays, replayed 6:30 Wednesdays.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.